You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by VI journalist Jake Hart to discuss his sight loss and journalism career so far. Jake, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you asking me to chat with you.
So before we get into all things journalism, can you tell us a wee bit about your sight loss, please?
Yeah, of course. So I've got ocular albinism and nystagmus. For me, the nystagmus, obviously, is the involuntary shaking of the eyes. So for me, that has an effect in terms of visual scanning. So it takes me a little bit longer to kind of take the things around me in and sort of digest that visual information. And then I have ocular albinism, and ocular albinism is reduced pigment in the eyes. That means my eyes are quite sensitive to light. So often, on a very sunny day, or maybe I'm in an office with quite strong light, it can just fatigue me a little bit more. It can have a bit more of an effect on me. I strain my eyes quite quicker than other people. So often I might get a little more tired than other people, essentially.
Yeah, I've got nystagmus as well, and I've noticed that you're not a glasses wearer. What was the thinking behind that? What were your options when it came to managing your nystagmus?
Yeah, well, I mean, I wore glasses as a child, and then as I got older, I was really interested in the idea of contact lenses, because I just found glasses a little bit, I guess, cumbersome, really. Just, I'm just not a big fan of having sort of glasses on my face, but I looked into contact lenses. And at first, actually, the eye hospital was saying, actually, with your nystagmus, contact lenses probably won't be doable because your eyes obviously shake and, obviously the contact might sort of shift in and out of focus. And I was a little bit disheartened when I heard that, but I thought, actually, you know what, I'm gonna ignore that a little bit. And then I went to my local glasses contact lenses dispenser, and I said, I'd really like to get contact lenses. And they said, okay, we'll give that a go, let's see how it goes. And I tried one or two times to sort of do the test. We have to put them in, take them out a few times, and I failed the first time because my eyes got too strained. But then I successfully did it I think it was the second time, and then I had contact lenses. And for me, it's just a little bit more practical for my day-to-day. And also, I wear big chunky headphones, and that doesn't always work with glasses, so it's just practical, really.
I always thought that because of the nystagmus, like, getting the contacts in would be incredibly difficult. So it was for you just a case of persevering, and eventually you got there.
Yeah, basically. And I completely agree with you. I think I was in that exact same thought process beforehand. I really did think, actually, oh, that's not going to be easy, or oh, that doesn't practically sound doable. But it makes a lot more, it just worked out, really. Yeah, it worked out.
Good stuff. So moving on now to journalism, you're a working journalist at the moment. Was that always the plan for you? Give us a bit of your background on how you got to where you are.
I went to the Brit School for 4 years. I studied film and media production and always had love for arts and music in all its forms. I was actually a gig photographer when I was 14, 15, visually impaired gig photographer. I made a documentary a couple of years ago. I've done a range of visual and audio projects, and I found out about an apprenticeship at the BBC and it really interested me, and I got it, and I'm currently doing an apprenticeship at BBC Radio London. I'm soon to finish that and go freelance. But no, I didn't really expect to go into that kind of traditional journalism. I have a lot of very artistic interests, but so I was a little bit like, journalism, that's kind of different to what I'm used to. But I've been able to incorporate that so much in what I do. And for me, journalism, I realize it's not just news. It isn't just sort of breaking a news story. Journalism weaves its way into so much of the arts. I'm a big music fan. I've regularly produced a specialist music show here on the station. That love of journalism totally feeds into that. So yeah, it was an unexpected direction, but it actually gave me a lot of accessible routes into different parts of the industry.
And you've also used your disability and living life as a disabled person in your journalism as well. A video recently went out about your difficulties traveling about London on the London Underground. Can you go into that a little bit, please?
I wanted to do a piece about traveling with a hidden disability, because for me, my experience of having a hidden disability as opposed to a visible disability has always been something I've thought about. I think people's lack of awareness sometimes, which, I completely understand, it's not a visible disability, but it's something that I've always wanted to talk about. And I was talking with the online journalism team here in my department. Someone said to me, we'd love to do a piece about that if you would like to, maybe traveling with you on public transport. And I said, yeah, I'd really like that. So I was working very closely with an online journalist. We sat down and he really just so respectfully and kindly said, right, let's have a chat, let's really carve out the narrative of this piece, and also, what do you want to tell people? And so I started off by saying, well, actually, I really want to tell people, you know, that not all disabilities are visible, and there's a lot more that people have to process. You know, I'm sure in your own experiences with, you know, nystagmus, you know, it's, there's a lot more going on in people's heads than other people realize. So I really wanted to convey the fact that people are kind of maybe going through their own battles, isn't how I'd word it for myself, but I think people have a lot more going on in their head. People are thinking a lot more deeply than you may think. And it's important to be aware of that.
Fantastic stuff. Well, journalist Jake Hart, thank you so much for joining us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.